the wren. The wren used to have his nest in a shed. Once the oldies flew the coop to find some tucker and left the young'uns on their pat malone. After a while, old man wren come back home. "Crikey," he says, "has someone had a go at you tin lids? You look like stunned mullet." "Oh, Dad," they said, "some big drongo bunyip just came along. He chucked a spaz and gave us the evil eye. That scared the clappers out of us." "Righto then," says old man wren, "where'd the bastard go?" "He nicked off just down the track there," they said. "Wait here," old man wren says. "She'll be right, kids, I'll chase him up and give him heaps." That said, he shot off after him. When he flew around the corner, he came across a feral cat. But the wren isn't scared. He flaps onto the cat's back and rips into him. "What the flock are you doing coming around my place and scaring the shite out of my little ones?" The feral cat ignores the wren's ear bashing and keeps strutting his stuff. This cheeses the little loudmouth off even more. "You have no business being there, I tell you, and if you come back again, it'll be on for young and old. I don't really want to do it," he says as he lifts his leg, "but I'll bust your back and give you a walloping in 2 seconds. With that said, he flew back home. "There you go, kids," he says. "By jingo, I taught that bastard a bloody good lesson. He won't trouble us again." The wren. The wren used to have his nest in a shed. Once the oldies flew the coop to find some tucker and left the young'uns on their pat malone. After a while, old man wren come back home. "Crikey," he says, "has someone had a go at you tin lids? You look like stunned mullet." "Oh, Dad," they said, "some big drongo bunyip just came along. He chucked a spaz and gave us the evil eye. That scared the clappers out of us." "Righto then," says old man wren, "where'd the bastard go?" "He nicked off just down the track there," they said. "Wait here," old man wren says. "She'll be right, kids, I'll chase him up and give him heaps." That said, he shot off after him. When he flew around the corner, he came across a feral cat. But the wren isn't scared. He flaps onto the cat's back and rips into him. "What the flock are you doing coming around my place and scaring the shite out of my little ones?" The feral cat ignores the wren's ear bashing and keeps strutting his stuff. This cheeses the little loudmouth off even more. "You have no business being there, I tell you, and if you come back again, it'll be on for young and old. I don't really want to do it," he says as he lifts his leg, "but I'll bust your back and give you a walloping in 2 seconds. With that said, he flew back home. "There you go, kids," he says. "By jingo, I taught that bastard a bloody good lesson. He won't trouble us again."